3231. That's 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. We began a series Wednesday night that I've entitled The High Life, not The High Lie. Let's get that right. The High Life. The high life being that is contrary to or counter to the low life. If anybody's ever called you a low life, that was not a compliment. No, we want the high life. Amen? And when we talk about the high life, you know, the way that God has created things, there's high, there's low. When we talk about the high life, we're talking about the highest life, the Zoe life, the blessed life, the life that Jesus came, lived, died, was buried, and resurrected to redeem for us, the high life, not Vegas. Amen. Now, we'll get this thing straight, because you know, people hear these little terms I'm throwing around, they think certain things, but no, the high life is in Christ. Amen. So we started with that, the high life. This morning, we looked a little bit into what I call the limitless life. And now we're going to take a look into what I've entitled, for the sake of CDs and messages and that, what I've entitled the divine image. The divine image. Now, I want to reestablish something in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17, and let's start at verse 24, I believe it is. Yeah, let's start at verse 24. Acts 17, beginning of verse 24. Now, we're going to establish a foundation here on which we will build that will give you all the tools necessary to live the high life. There are people in the world with lots of money or possessions, lots of land, lots of everything, but they're not living the high life because their possessions won't allow them to sleep, or they have a drinking problem because they got so much they're worried about. We're not talking about that life. We're talking about the high life, the true blessed life, whatever domain we are called into. You see, we don't need, I'll make it personal. I only need that which is sufficient to fulfill the vision and destiny God gave to me. Amen. I don't need excess. Amen. If he doesn't give me enough, then I'll have lack. Amen. If he gives me more, then it's to give to others. Amen. You understand? Your vision and destiny may be higher, it may be beside it, it may be of a different sort, but you don't need that which is not necessary to your vision. Amen. To your destiny. Amen. In the world, there are principles established, principles like greed, where I know people that I've seen who got the wrong spirit about things. And when I say the wrong spirit, they started out right, but started going the wrong way with things, operating in the wrong principles, and spirits got on them. Amen. Where they would do anything almost to get the power, to get the possession. That's not the blessed life. That's not the high life. We want to really delve into and lay the right foundation. You know, foundation is so important. I often tell the story, when the Sears Tower in Chicago was the largest or the tallest building at a particular time, it was the tallest building that was built. It's not today, but it was. But, you know, it took almost 2 years of work underground before they could build one floor, because they knew that it would be a high building. So they knew the foundation had to be right. Even here in South Florida, no hurricanes in this region, but in another region, can blow a roof off a house. They can put the roof back on. They can blow the walls of the house down. They can build the walls back up. But if the foundation is messed up, it's demolition. It's no good. They have to do it all over. So the foundation is important. Things don't end up wrong as much as they start out wrong. Let me tell you another example. If we were headed to Nassau, Bahamas from here on a boat, and let's just say hypothetically the degrees that you sit on the boat is 35 by 24 southeast, and that would take you right into the port of Nassau. If you put 35 by 15, and you head out toward Bahamas, you might end up in Africa. Or you might be way out there for days and days, talking about where the Bahamas at. What happened? You missed it because you started out wrong. Amen. So it's important that we start out right. Amen. And I know there's a saying, it doesn't matter how you start, it's how you finish. No, it does matter how you start. It does matter. Now, I know God is faithful and God is gracious, and he's turned a lot of lives around because you start out wrong, you messed up a lot, and he does that. But why not start out right? You got quiet in here, huh? Has everybody started out wrong? Why not start something right? Why not just do it right the first time? It's possible. I might have to come out my jacket. I don't know. Don't make me preach hard today, huh? In Acts chapter 17, let's find it. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. And we establish that fact. God dwells not in the temples made by man's hands, these brick and mortar buildings. The Lord is here, and as Ella was preaching, he was saying it was raining. And you know, God is here because we are here. Amen. Amen? All right. So he doesn't dwell in the temple. We are the temple. Neither is worshipped with man's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he gives to all life and breath and all things. And has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Verse 28, we're laying foundation. For in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For in him we live and we move and have our being. Now, let's lay this cornerstone. We prosper as our soul lives in God. Say that with me. I prosper as my soul lives in God. Amen. If we live unto ourselves, we might very well accumulate a lot of stuff, but we won't enjoy it. There won't be the joy of the Lord. Stuff will become a headache. Stuff will become a thorn in your side. Stuff will become a stumbling block. Stuff will become your Ishmael. Stuff. We, as children of God, we prosper. We can live the high life, the limitless life, as we prosper. We prosper as our soul lives in God. In him we live and move and have our being. I told him in the first service, you can't be always laying your religion down. Child, you don't know me. I'll lay my religion down. No, you're not living in him. John chapter 15, verse 4 and 5. These are foundation scriptures. John chapter 15, 4 and 5, and then 7 and 8. Jesus says, abide in me. Let me say something here. We'll get back to that. You know what anger is? Anger is temporary madness. I want you to think about it a minute. When you get real angry, you done went mad. You done lost your mind. Look at y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. I said, when you get angry and anger got you, you done lost your mind. You done gone crazy. I'm going to say it again for some of you angry folks. Just anger resting in your bosom. You just ready to get mad at anything. You crazy. Anger is temporary insanity. And the fact of the matter is we've all gotten angry. We done all went crazy at one time or another. But that's why the Lord says to cease from anger and forsake wrath. Anger rests in the bosom of a fool. Think about it. I want you to think long and hard about this. I'm not just joking. Angry people are anger is temporary insanity. When you just gonna fuss, you ain't making no sense. You just gonna get them back. Whatever it takes, you done got angry. You're not even rational anymore. You do stuff you always have to repent of. And you regret. And hopefully you ain't too crazy. Okay, let's back to the verse. Because I'm saying you have to abide in him. You can't let anger have you. Jesus said, abide in me. And I in you. Not anger. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. We prosper as our soul lives in God. Now, there are times where the enemy will send provoking spirits after you. Ever had somebody trying to provoke you? It's like you better recognize it's a provoking spirit that wants to drive you crazy for a moment. So you're not abiding. See, Jesus knew how to abide.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.